You are now tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Hey, Brooklyn, you are now tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn. It's your girl, Queen T, a.k.a. Mrs. Jones, and I'm here with my better half, D Stacks, a.k.a. Mr. Jones, and we are the Joneses. Me and D Stacks are a power couple. We out here on our grind, making moves together by the grace of God. Kicking It with the Joneses is live every Tuesday. That's every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We bringing it to you straight up, telling it like it is, covering Brooklyn news, trending news, and hood news, keeping it 100. It's important to you for you to tune into our show, not only because we are dope, but because you can win free stuff. We will have special giveaways, not every show, but often enough. We had a great show last week. We received so much feedback. If you missed the show last week and would like to hear it, you can go on Mixcloud, which is where you can find all of our previous episodes. So last week, we did an underground artist interview. We had Lami Cruz in the building. Lami Cruz is a Nigerian-American straight out of the Bronx. He raps, he writes, and sings. He's a very talented dude. Check out the interview. It was lit. Shout out to Lami. Keep grinding. Don't forget about the Joneses when you make it to the top. Now, the week before, we talked about the black churches, which was a really deep conversation. Myself and D-Stacks had opposing yet strong views of churches and what pastors do or don't do with the tithes they receive. Now, a day after our show aired, a Charlotte pastor was charged in a string of 9 armed robberies. The news reporting is as follows. A pastor at a Charlotte church is one of 2 men arrested in connections with 9 armed robberies from Charlotte businesses. John Thomas Lindsay, 47 years old, and Fernando Hernandez, 24 years old, have both been charged for their role in the robberies. Lindsay, who is a pastor at True Love Church, been charged for True Love Church, a refuge on Nations Ford Road, was identified as the second suspect in Charlotte's police determined he was responsible for the 9 business robberies. Carrillo Hernandez was arrested Tuesday and charged with 3 counts of robbery with a dangerous weapon and 3 counts of conspiracy to commit robbery with a dangerous weapon. Lindsay was taken into custody Wednesday morning and charged with 9 counts of robbery with a dangerous weapon, 9 counts of conspiracy to commit robbery with a dangerous weapon, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Both men are charged in connections with 3 different Circle K robberies. Lindsay is charged in connection with robberies from a Sam's Mart, 2 7-Elevens, and a Family Dollar store. The church released the following statement. We, the leadership and members of True Love Church of Refuge, are deeply saddened and disappointed that our leader and brother John Thomas Lindsay is facing charges associated with criminal activity. Though we denounce any involvement he may have, we love him and will continue to pray for him. The ministry will continue to stand strong despite the latest allegations and will continue to preach the gospel of the kingdom. Now, I want to know what's D-Stack's thoughts about this whole situation.
The church ties must be getting low. So he went to robbing quickie marts. That's what I consider them.
Exactly. So I perceive this as this pastor is he obviously not one that's really benefiting from the church ties. I feel like this church ties, he probably was doing what he needed to do with the church ties and it was barely making it. He was paying the church bill and so he probably not the pastor that we see riding in a Lambo or Escalade, or got the alligator shoes. This preacher probably is one who's not funny with the money, only if you're 7-Eleven.
Yeah, maybe. But the topic we're going to be talking about this week is homelessness. Did you know about 560,000 people in the U.S. are homeless? Over 500,000 people were living in the streets, cars, homeless shelters, or subsidized housing. More than 83,000, or 15% of the homeless population, are considered chronically homeless. Chronic homelessness is defined as an individual who has a disability and has experienced homelessness for a year or longer. Or individual who has a disability and has experienced at least 4 episodes of homelessness in the past 3 years.
47,000 or about 8% of the homeless populations are veterans. This represents a 35% decrease since 2009. Homeless veterans have served in several different conflicts from World War II to recent wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Washington, D.C. has the highest rate of veterans homelessness in the nation. 45% of homeless veterans are Black or Hispanic, while less than 10% of homeless veterans are women. That number is rising.
About 1.4 million veterans are at risk of homelessness. This is due to poverty, overcrowding in government housing, and lack of support networks. And those who served in the late Vietnam and post-Vietnam era are at the greatest risk of homelessness. War-related disabilities or disorders often contribute to the veterans' homelessness, including physical disabilities, post-traumatic stress syndrome, traumatic brain injury, depression, and addiction. And about 550 unoccupied single youth and young adults under the age of 24 experience a homelessness episode or longer than 1 week, and about 110 LGBTQ youth in the United States are homeless.
50% of the homeless population is over the age of 50, which is shocking. These individuals often face additional health and safety risks associated with age. There are about 800,000 year-round beds are available in a range of housing projects. About half of those beds are dedicated to people currently experiencing homelessness. This includes emergency shelters that provide temporary or nightly shelter beds to people experiencing homelessness, transitional housing that provides homeless people with up to 24 months of housing and supportive services, safe haven that provides temporarily shelter and service to hard to serve individuals. The other half of these beds are targeted at recently homeless populations. Rapid rehousing provides short-term and medium-term rental assistance, housing relocation, and stability services to formerly homeless people experiencing homelessness. Permanent supportive housing provides long-term housing with supportive services for formerly homeless people with disabilities. Other permanent housing provides housing with or without services, but does not require people to have a disability.
Tent cities are now so common among the homeless that advocates are campaigning to make them semi-permanent settlements of micro-housing. But is this a genuine solution or merely a quick fix? Because how do you expect somebody to live out of a tent all year round? And tent cities are also called homeless camps. They can be found in cities rich and poor, big and small, liberal and conservative. The coming era of chronic homelessness in America began with the Reagan Revolution of the 1880s in New York City. Underground homeless live in the secluded tunnels that run beneath the busy streets or in the connected latitude of subway and railroad train tunnels, often unused now that in some areas reach 7 levels below the street.
That's interesting. I never knew about the tent cities. That's really interesting. But also, by the late 90s, homeless encampments were becoming semi-permanent, increasing visibly and growing to scales unseen since the Hoovervilles of the Depression. And so they remain. They have persisted no matter the cycle fluctuation of the economy, no matter housing costs or poverty rates raising or falling rates of unemployment or even homelessness. Indeed, to fully grasp today's tent cities, we need to dig into policies that date back decades. It was in the early 1980s that homelessness, or to be more specific, the basic daily actions of people who cannot afford to rent or own a place to live, began to be increasingly viewed in criminal terms. And since then, the trend has only accelerated. This is really sad. We're going to get into this break really quick and come back and inform you a little bit more on homelessness.
forgiven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Feel the Holy Spirit. Let him move. Church getting ready for the rapture. But do you see that girl sitting in front of the pastor? Tithe make her dance. Tithe make her dance. All these members bowing heads, all while joining hands. Some of y'all lying. You ain't catch the Holy Spirit. You just drunk from last night from holy water and spirit. Now you're walking in a church all late. In the club till 3. No one service start at 8. All up, here she go with another song. Still trying to hear for when they know wrong. See, I should have stayed in bed. I ain't really want to come, but I had to get the weed from my cousin on the drums. Don't judge me. Man, bump y'all. Kurt Franklin, man, I'll stomp y'all. I ain't been to church in a month, y'all, but every first Sunday, you can catch me in the front, y'all. Ad-libbing. Yes, Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Feel the Holy Spirit. Let him move.
Church and praise like a preacher, but I got a hangover and I can't even read the scripture. In the club a bit tipper, now I'm a communion sipper. Go to church every Sunday, so please don't judge me. And yeah, I smoke weed, but Jehovah still love me. Offering, I paid it, and yes, I'm a little debated, but I still know all the words, so I never could have made it. Put my hands together and I stomp my feet. Leaned over on my neighbor, try to kiss me. Don't need no crime, baby, next to me. My phone keep going, I'm a girl texting me. At the boot pit and I'm sagging. Collection plate keep passing. South Dallas swagging as I'm casting out these demons screaming.
Yes, Father.
Yes, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Feel the Holy Spirit. Let him move.
Trying to get too close to happen in my past once. Damn, that day I wish I'd never stopped to grab lunch. I would've never met her in my heart, I'll never let her in. I remember feeling like this, but I vow never again. It's like I don't wanna commit, but don't want it never to end. And if she goes, I'm scared I won't find nobody better than her. But she ain't trying to hear that. She wanna go out and I don't want her to wear that. And when she's out, man, I'm wondering where at. See, but the point is that I'm not supposed to care black. I'm catching feelings as long as she's not aware that. It's good money, we gon' keep everything where it's set. Ain't trying to move forward, don't wanna stare back. But a relationship, I don't think I'm prepared for that. But I don't wanna,
I mean, I wanna be with you. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think it's for
it's
you.
Like, Kwame Katana, you gotta feel me. You gotta, yeah.
She's always saying don't lie to me. Always lie to her. That shit bothers me. And she says out of her love I'm making a mockery. And I'm not living up to the dude that she figured I would be. Well, maybe this relationship shit is not for me. Then she like, Kwame, what are you trying to hide from me? Always apologize. I don't want no fucking apology. I just want to be with you, but you just keep on stopping me. What you doing don't even make sense logically. You don't want to commit, but then you treat me like your property. I don't want to believe her, and I don't want to trust her. I don't want to be with a man, because I don't want to suffer. Love kills. Love hurts. Love is pain. Love is not to be toyed with, cause love is not a game. Love is the reason why me and my brother's not the same. So I don't really fuck with love, and for that I'm not ashamed.
I don't wanna.
It's like Kwame Katana. Why can't we just be young and live? She said, if I can't be with you, then I don't wanna live. And I need a grown man, boo, I don't wanna kiss. So are we together or not? Tell me which one it is. Damn. Then I'm stuck like always, pleading to her like I know it's my fault, babe. I'm headed to this life of money and menages, telling myself that I don't care if this broad stays. But knowing my heart, I'll be hurt if we part ways. And she trying to get me to change, no arcades. If she could see my eyes behind these dark shades, she would see the real emotion my soul portrays. But I'm not ready and neither is she. But I don't want for her not to be there with me. You want all this fame, nigga, well see there's a fee. A fee for being known, you likely to be alone.
I don't wanna.
It's like Kwame Katana.
All right, we back live now. The first song was by Emmanuel Hudson called Church Folks. And the second song was by Kwame Katana called Titles. Kwame Katana on the SoundCloud and Emmanuel Hudson on YouTube. You want to listen to them. They got a lot of dope songs.
Amen.
Especially Kwame Katana. You know, he's up and coming. He's nice. All right, before we went to break, we was talking about homelessness. Can you imagine a world where it's illegal to sit down? Could you survive if there were no place you were allowed to fall asleep, to store your belongings, or to stand still? For most of us, these scenarios seem unrealistic to the point of being ridiculous. But for homeless people across America, these circumstances are an ordinary part of daily life. Homeless people, like all people, must engage in activities such as sleeping or sitting down in order to survive. Yet in communities across the nation, these harmless, unavoidable behaviors are treated as criminal activity under laws that criminalize homelessness. In majority of the U.S. cities, it is illegal in certain areas to camp, rest, litter, sit, lie, or loaf in public places, or to share food or sleep in cars. Just recently, 7 people were feeding the homeless in the park because they didn't pay the permit for it. They got sent to jail. They said they've been doing it for past 3 years. And all of a sudden, the cops was harassing them, and they got arrested for it.
Crazy. In cities across the country, what some would consider a simple act of charity, feeding the homeless, is actually a legal, complicated matter that could violate laws and even send you to jail, as DSAC stated. The city of Tampa is one. The city of Tampa is hardly alone prohibition on feeding the homeless without special permits. More than 50 cities across the country have attempted to enact policies that would restrict or ban feeding the homeless, and 11 of those are in Florida. Florida has also been called the most dangerous state in the U.S. for homeless people based off of rates of violence against the homeless and these restrictive laws, which is in
Some homeless people say that the shelter It's just like jail that you, but you could leave. One person wrote, I was in a pen for 12 years before getting out. I spent the first week out in the shelter, but never again. The way the staff can talk down to you, the schedule, like curfew, dinner, wake up call, showers. You got people trying to prove themselves like they all tough. Try not to steal anything from them. Hell, I swear the bunk beds and food was made by the same people, same companies. Out here in the camp, at least I have a bit of freedom. I've been waiting for these 12 years. Many factors contribute to a person being homeless. These factors include, but are not limited to, poverty, lack of affordable housing. That's a lot of that going on now.
Yep.
Job loss, lack of health care, mental illness, substance abuse, domestic violence.
That's insane. I honestly feel like some of these restrictions in shelters are insane, especially for those there be pregnant women that goes into shelters with their little baby kids that may or may not be in school, and you have to get out. They wake you up so early, and you have to be out at least by 6 o'clock. That's crazy, because if you're pregnant, for one, you're going to be tired. For all those that ever had to carry a baby, you're tired all the time. So they waking you up at 6 o'clock or whatever, and you have to basically do whatever, like, until it's time for you to come back, and then you have to meet curfew. To me, that's crazy. I know several people that have been in the shelter system that once time, you know, they say you gotta go, they just chilling in like a Dunkin' Donuts or something, wait until they have time to maybe put their kids in school, or even where a relative will, you know, because some relative work, so they're like, you ain't staying here when I'm at work. So you got to wait till a certain time till somebody be at their house that you can come. They really need a different system, I think, because I think that is so sad. And even I believe, even sometimes, I know this past summer, I believe the person was in the shelter. I don't know. But I always would see the same person early in the morning just sitting outside. And it's like, why are you here? And it's probably because she was in the shelter and they kicked them out. And they have to go somewhere to be, I guess, active or whatever you call it. But the 10 U.S. cities that have the largest homeless populations are as follows. Boston, Massachusetts, San Jose in Santa Clara, California, San Francisco, California, Chicago, Illinois, the District of Columbia, Las Vegas, Nevada, San Diego, California, Seattle, Washington, Los Angeles, California, and New York, New York. So, being that we're speaking about, you know, homelessness, it was this recently a photo of a Chick-fil-A worker employee went viral. The customer was working in a neck brace and an arm sling. So a customer, he took a photo and he posted on his Facebook page and he wrote the following. He said, I stopped at a Chick-fil-A and decided to go in because the drive-thru was too long. And I saw this young man working with a neck brace and a sling. We sneezed too hard and decided to call in, but he's working like nothing. When I placed my order, I asked him what happened. He said he was involved in a car accident, but he was working because he needs the money and also wants to feed the homeless for Christmas and needs the cash. Maybe I was supposed to go in there. I think I may kick down $100 or $200 on payday to help him out. He's definitely doing it for a great cause, and I was amazed. He's still working despite his condition. After writing this, the customer created a GoFundMe page for the young man, and nearly $44,000 has been raised. And that's not the kicker. According to Daily News, Jakeem, who's the young man who is working at Chick-fil-A, plans to use all the funds to help the needy. Jakeem also told Daily Mail that he plans to start his own charitable foundation with the funds. He said, I want to build a foundation for the homeless in Indiana and then nationwide and even worldwide. And the selfishness does not stop there. This past holiday season, Jakeem used his own salary combined with church donations and food donations from Chick-fil-A to feed more than 150 homeless people in Indianapolis. This is awesome. We need some more people like Jakeem. And not only Jakeem, we need some more people like the customer Cameron Nelson, who went in there and took the picture and started this GoFundMe off the strength of this kid. I think they both deserve a round of applause. Come on, D-Sacks.
All right, now we're going to get into our up-and-coming underground artist segment, where we play a song about underground artists showcasing their talents. If you or anyone you know who is an up-and-coming artist and they are trying to get their music out, just hit us up and we will play it on our show. You can email us at thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. All right, we're going to get these two songs called by Vizzy out the BX. Shout out to BX. Called I Won't and Bad Thing.
She give me one shot, two shots, she give me body shots. She grinding on the kid that she asked for the album drop. Shorty, you a dime, and that's my two cents. And if time is money, then tell me what you spent. Your time doing what I'm doing, you pursuing. Watching you move, got me jacking your boo. Watch your pics on the gram, they photoshopping you. Drop pin to your crib, I'm who you dropping it to.
Broke it down.
We love it when you wind up your body. Only freaky thing you do, I ain't telling nobody. We could do it how you wanna do it. Do it where you want, hypnotized by the bag, baby. I ain't going front, won't you wind for me? Wind for me, won't you wind for me? Everybody in your face, girl, I see your eyes on me. You a bad thing, girl, I ain't gonna lie. You a bad thing and that's good to the eye.
You could be my little bad thing. You just gotta let a nigga know. You could be my little bad thing. You just gotta let a nigga know. Whip it once up.
And you can be my little secret. And no matter what, I won't talk about things that we do. You can be my bad thing. You can be my little bad thing for real. Talking about you. You know I love the way you do what you do when you do it. Got me looking like the teacher, I'm your favorite student. Baby, let's get into it. Baby, it's going down. The way you filling out that dress, I'm trying to hold you down. My bad thing, shorty got a black king, I'm blacking out. Black tea and too deep, I'm never backing out. You get in the door, feeling your body, no feelings evolve. I'm hitting you raw, kissing the touch of your skin, taking a break of your back when I'm hitting you dog. Oh, I'm nasty, hell yeah, I'm nasty. Dirty dog, dicking you down, I'm never classy. You on one, going one-on-one with the great one. I can dish it out. You gon' take some. You wet like that lake, hun. Your body like the guy that I acknowledge. Brain on 10, girl, I could tell you went to college. King been the shots of Beretta for my Coretta. Mac with the cheese, a savage to get the cheddar. Ah.
You could be my little bad thing. You just gotta let a nigga know. You could be my little bad thing. You just gotta let a nigga know. Whip it once up.
And you can be my little secret. And no matter what, I won't talk about things that we do. You can be my bad thing. You can be my little bad thing for real. I'm talking about you.
Keep it 100 below. My bad thing, I'm infatuated. Henny, Guinness, ganja, I'm intoxicated. Got two ladies, one Jamaican and the other Spanish. Worth the wine, that's a grind, sexual body language. It's no secret, my hopper know what you wanna do tonight. Anything you like as long as the vibes be right. Dangerous like a gun in a holster. I move how you want like controller. I'm grabbing your waist, you're caressing my face. Move with some motion, make my shit to play. So one thing to show when I come out to play.
Take it slow, we set the motion. Compared to me, there's really no one.
That's a fact, I observe how you got it. I promise, baby, with the wand, I can be your sponsor. So wavy, I'm swimming. My surfboard's cause you're winning. Preparation, perfect timing. Three of us, let's be honest.
You could be my little bad thing. You just gotta let a nigga know. You could be my little bad thing. You just gotta let a nigga know. Whip it once up.
And you can be my little secret. And no matter what, I won't talk about things that we do. You could be my bad thing. You can be.
Baby girl, you got it. How I put you on the pedestal, yeah. Baby, hold it down, hold it down. Damn. Undefeated in the ring, come get around, cause baby, I get around. Never ever, 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 ever open up my heart for the better. Just jump up on this pole in spring, I get him wetter. I'm sexy plus clever, timeless, baby girl, I promise that.
We could do our thing, do it all, baby. But I'ma never open up if I do, you won't fall in love with me, baby. But then I promise I won't.
You about to get eight. Double cup your bubble butt. Girl, you about to be in trouble, huh? Yeah, I heard you settle, huh? With me, you know you leveled up.
I could give you my heart, I could give you my soul. We can rule the world, have the hashtag it goes. Get you wet with the flows, my sauce on overload. But open it up, girl, I promise I won't.
Two twisted, two spliffs, and Henny got us lifted. Head game like the king, talented and gifted. That freak shit, in the sheet shit, in the street shit. Keep it on the low, people peep shit, this deep shit. Telling all your friends I'm the one that you keeping. Black tinted windows on that Uber will tell your boyfriend I'm your BFF. I can't cuff cause you already fell in love with the sex.
We could do our thing, do it all, baby. But I'ma never open up. If I do, you won't fall in love with me, baby. But then I promise I won't. I won't, I won't, I won't. I promise I won't. I won't, I won't, I won't.
I promise I won't.
We could do our thing, do it all, baby.
All right, we back live. So we just played the we just went through our underground artist segment, and we was having a little technical difficulties with the track that was sent. It wouldn't play too good. But if you want your music played on Kicking It with the Joneses, Radio Free Brooklyn, hit us up on our Facebook page or email us at thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. When submitting your music, let us know where you from and whether or not you are signed to a label. That was, like we said, Vizzy from the Bronx. Hopefully we get it together. We just may play another track from Vizzy since we had technical difficulties next week. But shout out to you, Vizzy, for sending us your music from the BX. Okay, so our next topic is about the Obamas leaving the White House. I'm really sad they are leaving, especially because Trump will be in office. It's very, very disheartening. Obama is such a noble man. His farewell speech was amazing. I was tearing, like literally in tears, watching Obama conclude his speech, especially, you know, he's just a great guy and a great, great president. He's definitely a good husband. I love the shout out that he gave his wife, Michelle. I mean, listen, if you're looking for a husband, find one like Obama because he is awesome. He definitely praised her, and that is what's up. But Obama concluded his speech by quoting the slogan from his first campaign, Yes, We Can. He said, "I am asking you to hold fast to the faith written into our founding documents, that idea whispered by slaves, that spirit sung by immigrants and homesteaders, and those who marched for justice, that creed reaffirmed by those who planted flags from foreign battlefields to the surface of the moon, a creed at the core of every American whose story is not yet written. Yes, we can. Yes, we did. Yes, we can."
Yeah, you're right. That was a good speech. It came straight from the heart. It reached those who watched it with mixed emotions over What's next? President Obama entered office fighting a 2008 financial crisis. He immediately launched the ambitious Affordable Care Act. His administration battled the Tea Party Republicans ever since 2010 midterm elections. Despite those challenges, he managed to accomplish many great things. And here are some of the top 11. 2008 recession, he ended it. In February 2009, Congress approved Obama's $7,087 billion economic stimulus package. It cut taxes, extended unemployment benefits, and public works projects. In 2009, he received the Nobel Peace Prize. On October 9th, 2009, Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize. Number three, reformed health care on March 23rd, 2010. Number four, he regulated the big banks in July 2010. The Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Act improved regulation of eight areas that led to the financial crisis. Number five, 2010 tax cuts. In December 2010, Obama and Congress agreed upon additional stimulus in form of an $858 billion tax cut. Number six, he eliminated bin Laden threat and withdrew troops from Iraq and Afghanistan wars. On May 1st, 2011, Navy SEALs attacked the al-Qaeda leader's compound in Pakistan and eliminated Obama bin Laden. Later that year, Obama withdrew troops from the Iraq war. Number seven, he won a 2012 re-election. Obama won a second term as president on November 6, 2012. Number eight, nuclear agreement with Iran. On July 14, 2015, Obama brokered a nuclear peace agreement with Iran. Number nine, the world's largest trade agreement on October 4, 2015, Obama team negotiated the Transit Public Partnership. Number 10, international climate change agreement. Obama led global efforts to finalize the national climate agreement. Number 11, best job creator. Obama is the biggest job creator president in U.S. history. His policies put 22,000 million people to work from depths of the recession in January 2012. To the end of his term.
Yes, he definitely was a great president. He done a lot. But let's talk about some of Michelle Obama's accomplishment. Here's the top five. Number one, she brought needed attention to childhood obesity epidemic. Yes, childhood obesity is a worldwide problem that has been growing since the 1980s and won't be solved by one person and in just two presidential terms. However, Michelle Obama brought a lot more attention to the epidemic and got the ball rolling with a number of important things, such as starting the Let's Move movement in 2010 and serving as the honorary chair for the Partnership for a Healthier America, which is PHA. Also, the second thing that Michelle Obama did that she accomplished, she increased access to healthier foods. Eating healthier and trying to maintain a healthy weight is a lot easier if you live in the produce aisle of the supermarket and can afford to buy what's around you. But many people don't and can't. You are where you eat. When you are surrounded by soda, candy, and processed food, guess what? That is what you will eat. If you are surrounded by, you know, good food and better food, that's what you would do. So what she did was with the Let's Move movement, also the PHA, she worked with companies to improve access to healthier foods, such as she worked with Walmart to lower the prices of fruits and vegetables and improve the nutritional content of their food. She also worked with Darin, who they own Olive Garden and Red Lobster, so they can have healthier kid menus. This is pretty good. Also, Walgreens to expand into food, desserts, and stuff like that. That was really big. And also with the calorie count, she did a lot with that. Number three, she improved the food labeling like we see all over. The first major changes in the nutrition facts in over 20 years where the added sugar is on the label, and work with the American Beverage Association to make calorie labels clearer on drinks. I know you see, if you ride the subway, you see them big posters where with the sugar the sugar packages and to tell you how much is going into your drinks. She also redesigned the school lunch program, which was really good because, you know, school lunch was pretty crappy back in the day, but they definitely improving thanks to Michelle Obama efforts. Also, she promoted physical activity where you have to get your kids moving because you get a diet, but sometimes diets is not everything. You have to get your kid, you know, physically active to help them. The number six thing, she helped veterans along with Dr. Jill Biden. She launched Joining Forces to provide support and resources for veterans and their family. She also demonstrated how to handle unwarranted criticism. If you think about it, Michelle Obama, she received so much criticism from people questioning their birthplaces to even her appearances. Like, such people would say she's an ape in heels. Comments from all these people, just racist reactions to the Obama. They was just sad, and it wasted so much time, effort, and energy. But both Obamas handled such challenges with poise, remaining calm while not backing down. Number eight, she advocated for girls and women health education and rights. It was very telling that there is still a need for something called the Let Girls Learn Initiative, launched by President Obama and Michelle Obama, along with the Department of State, the U.S. Agency for International Development, the Peace Corps, the U.S. Department of Labor. And the initiative aims to reduce the barriers girls around the world face to getting quality education. This is really dope, especially having two little girls myself. I appreciate those efforts. Number nine, she advanced equal rights and equal opportunities. Just by being in the office, the Obamas helped get people more used to seeing people that look different in leadership positions. And the last one was the lack of major scandals. She really was not in a major, major scandal. According to the Huffington Post and others have indicated, the Obama's term was the first since 1970s that didn't have a major scandal. That's pretty dope. And it's really saddened to see them leave. But this is their last week in office.
All right. We're going to play these two Obama songs. Then we're going to come back.
Over the last 8 years, I've accomplished a lot of things. However, a lot of people still don't appreciate me and very sarcastically say, "Thanks, Obama." Well, I'm gonna teach you to say it the right way. Michelle is taking me to Red Lobster. I'm getting that ultimate feast. Tell Drizzy my verses are just like the limo I ride in. They call it Beast. So you can't just mention me like I'm a rapper, so you should stay out of your fails. Cause there ain't a single thing that's meek about me. I ain't nothing out of the mill. It's no secret I roll with that service. Yeah, they stay with that thing in them suits. You and all your boys got the mouth sweaters. Man, you kids are such a hoot. I put your fate in the flip of a quarter or sign an executive order. And ask you what is a world tour if you could stop at the border. You be talking views, but my view is greater than yours has ever been. Cause when I say views from the six, I'm talking 1600 pen. And that's the White House address. Know you're in press, leader of the free world. Don't play with them, school you with no recess. I've got the saran wrap, so let me be clear. My swag don't stop. Haters say it's Photoshop. I've been putting in that work, and y'all been acting so butthurt. And I'ma step to Donald next verse, trust, but I'm a no threat, no rush. But all I hear is thanks, Obama. I'ma teach you to say it the right way. Thanks, Obama.
Took a billy off the dead.
Thanks, Obama.
Unemployment 5%.
Thanks, Obama.
Light skin is back.
Yeah. Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Now, if Donald wanna pop off, I'll shut it down. He only talk trash when I'm not around. He calls himself campaigning. The news calls the clown terrorizes town. He be trying to take away my successes like it's his hobby. He should change his name to Black China, because all he's trying to do is rub it. Drums run, gonna be shorter than his fingers. He can't grasp reality. That's another joke about his fingers. All the candidates are trash. They should just give me a third term. No, I'm just getting out like Hill, and I was feeling the burn. Trump didn't like who I nominated. Boy, don't get played.
nominate you for these hands, nominate you for this fame. I saw the debates, you got beat, you peaked, you capped, I took the beat and snapped, a no-go, snow out. All that campaign spending, but you gonna lose, so it's funny, not trying to be a little diggy about it, but you should save that money. No Netflix, you just need a chill. Here's the thing, I watch you speak politics when I want to see Stranger Things. But still I hear, thanks, Obama. I'ma teach you to say it the right way. Y'all got me messed up. Billy up the dead. Thanks, Obama. Thanks, Obama. Put some respect on it. I ain't gonna tell you no more. Trump wouldn't be fit to lead if a tailor measured his suit. Trump wouldn't be fit to lead because he don't exercise truth. He tries to pop off, I just pop my collar, Oxford, because I ran for press with a fire playlist and y'all gave me the Oxford. You owe people money, ran off from the plug more than twice. Me, I'm so wavy, I should wear stars and stripes. Stacey Dash ate off the backs of blacks and left in a flash. And call that dining dash. You lost your flavor, Mr. Dash. Trump's own party don't like him. Everything is a mess. The whole GOP looking around like, whose man's is this? And is everybody feeling bad for Jay? Because Beyonce drinking lemonade. I'm the most powerful man on the planet. All my wife drinks is Powerade. President Obama, I ain't here for your drama. Republicans slept on me, so I gave my pajamas. I let the USA redesign and change the name. United States of Obama. America needs a fresh fade when it's time to vote. Go in line up. The billionaire can live anywhere, but prefers to stay in his feathers. A divider, no unifier in this Game of Thrones. I'm the king, he's a squire. He's a liar, Trump lying, but he ain't got what it takes to run my empire. Put his chances in a hearse, is a better chance to get Frank Ocean's next album first. These are presidential shots, Donald, you should duck. Facts on facts, just like gods of Egypt, you gon' flop without blacks. People call me Peter Pan, cause I'm so fly, that I'll never, never land. What I do never fails, I'm just weighing in, tip the scales, I'm out.
Obama, Obama, Obama.
All right, we back live. Before we took on a break, we was talking about Obama leaving office. Yes. And the end of this, we almost at the end of the segment. And for a lot of people boycotting that, he thinking about cutting Obamacare. But that was the same people that was supporting the dude to cut it. But now they fighting to keep it, which makes no sense. And the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, or maybe the ADA, is the same thing as Obamacare. I mean, the ACA is the same thing as Obamacare. But if we cancel it, a lot of people are going to be out of insurance. Mm-hmm. About 14 million people, half of people is on Medicaid that got Obamacare. About 14 million people going to wind up losing it. So we just got to see what happens.
That's insane that they want to cut it. It did help a few people, but I guess it wasn't useful for many. But it did help those. And for those who's on it, hopefully they can create, if they feel, a better system for the people so they won't be without coverage. Because that's the main thing. You have to be covered, especially when you have kids. It's definitely important because colds come up and just random stuff happens. Especially if they're in daycare. So you definitely need coverage. So that's pretty much the end of our show. We want to thank everybody for listening. And I do want to give a huge birthday shout out to my goddaughter, Janaya, who turned 11 today. Shout out to you, Janaya. Happy, happy, happy birthday. I wish you many, many more to come. So turn up and eat cake. And ice cream. Hopefully your mom brought you some ice cream. Nobody wants dry cake. But happy birthday to you, Janaya. Enjoy. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in with us next week, Tuesday, same time, same place, Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you. Kicking it with the Joneses.
Thank you for listening to Kicking It with the Joneses. Come kick it with us again, live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn.
I can't find the words to express how I feel about you. Out of all the guys in my past, they ain't got nothing on you. Cause baby, you got it. 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 You got it. Baby, you got it. You got it. I was from the 205. You was from the 662. Never ever met nobody like you. Nobody else quite like you. And I'm so glad that I met you. I know I'll never regret you. Everything about you I love. And I'm so glad I fell in love with you. And everything that you do for me is so crazy. I'm glad I'm your lady. No one else could take your place. June 21st you gave me.
Everything I was.
searching for. For you I go to war. I remember staying up late, checking my phone, hoping this message from you. Only if they knew that's between me and you. How you made my gray sky seem to turn blue. None like you, I never met a few. Always ride solo, catch me in your photo. Always by your side, you always on my mind. Baby, you fine, worth it that you mine. I forgot to spend it with you, to the end of time. Cause girl, you amazing, words won't explain. The feeling deep inside, can I speak my mind? Love is hard to find, but with you I found everything I need. Baby, you got it, you got it.
I can't find the words to express how I feel about you. Out of all the guys in my past, they ain't got nothing on you. Cause baby, you got it. 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 You got it. Baby, you got it. You got it.
About to be doing good.
Alright, some bitch. What the fuck, y'all? You about to come in. ATF.
Trap Queen. I can't go back to jail. Can you do this time for me? You gonna hold me down?
Of course I'm gonna hold you down. How much time you gotta do?
17 years of stay.
What the hell?
Nah, nigga, hell no. I'll be your trap queen till the police hit the door. And then I'm telling every single thing that I know. There's a gun under the mattress and some crack up in the stove. I don't know this man, we just met 2 hours ago. I'm a rat queen, I'ma tell the po-po how you live with mommy driving in a Range Rover.
But your ass was happy on them 20-inch stove.
Nah, nigga, them team.
But them bitches clean, though.
What you about to do? They coming through the front door.
Hide up in the roof or jumping out the window.
Everybody freeze, get down on the damn floor.
Get up off my leg.
I ain't laughing, letting go.